You're listening to SBS News.
The third day of discussions was pushed back well into the afternoon as European Union leaders met privately to work through their differences on the proposed $3 trillion union budget and coronavirus recovery fund. But as they entered the chamber of the European Council in Brussels, it was clear the bloc was still divided. Luxembourg's Prime Minister, Xavier Bettel, summed up the state of play.
I've rarely seen in 7 years positions so diametrically opposed in so many ways. There are still three main points to clarify, namely the quantity of money. I think we need a budget, especially aid, which answers to the needs of this crisis.
A deal which would have provided $650 billion in grants to virus-ravaged countries was voted down on Sunday by the northern so-called frugal nations, the Netherlands, Austria, Sweden, Denmark and Finland. This group say $570 billion is the maximum they will allow, despite the proposal already being revised down more than $200 billion since Friday. The grants are much needed in Italy. The Prime Minister there is Giuseppe Conte.
We are going through a phase of a stalemate. This looks like it's very complicated, more complicated than expected. There are many issues we are discussing that we are not yet able to resolve.
There are also tensions with Eastern nations as the Frugals, led by the Dutch, wish to tie funding to respect for European Union standards, such as the rule of law. This measure could see Poland, Slovenia and Hungary lose out if other member states judge recent domestic decisions as non-democratic. It's a move that's angered Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban.
So if there is a break, it's because of them, not because of them. So I don't like blame game. But the Dutch man is the real responsible man for the whole mess we have.
Mr. Orban has passed emergency powers during the pandemic, which allow him to rule for an indefinite period without elections. That's a move the Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz says the EU needs to stand up against.
This is a serious issue because I believe that we cannot make lazy compromises here. There is a certain degree of flexibility among many countries, but we as frugal countries have agreed that we will hold on to a very clear position and we are not willing to go below a certain limit. That will certainly make certain debates and discussions necessary.
The summit chairman and president of the European Council, Charles Michel, says bringing these divided nations together might be mission impossible, but urged leaders to stand together in the face of an unprecedented crisis. If no deal is reached, diplomats will abandon the summit and try for an agreement next month. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.